This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Crowds of people are camping out in the Red Sea city of Port Sudan after having fled fighting between Sudan's army and paramilitary forces. Refugees say getting out of the bottleneck there comes as yet another challenge. Reuters' Angela Johnston has more.
Under makeshift tents in sweltering heat, many of these people in Port Sudan remain in limbo. They escaped fighting between Sudan's army and paramilitary forces, but with refugees arriving every day from Khartoum, as well as Syria and Yemen, people are finding it hard to get a ticket out of the Red Sea city. UN and foreign missions are setting up bases, and Red Sea neighbor Saudi Arabia has evacuated almost 8,000 people. But demand to get out is outpacing supply, refugees say, and the price for a room is skyrocketing. Because of politics, all of the Sudanese people have been displaced, this man says. We're here, but we'd be better dead in Khartoum.
Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Yevgeny Prigozhin, leader of Russia's Wagner Group mercenary force, said in a sudden announcement Friday his forces would leave the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, which they've been trying to capture since last summer. Prigozhin said they would pull back on May 10th, ending their involvement in the longest and bloodiest battle of the Ukraine conflict. Because of heavy losses and inadequate ammunition supplies, he asked defense chiefs to insert regular army troops in their place. Philippine authorities say they rescued more than 1,000 human trafficking victims from across Asia during a raid Thursday and Friday. More on that at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has ended the global emergency status for COVID-19 on Friday, saying countries should now manage the virus like other infectious diseases. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
It's therefore with great hope that I declare COVID-19 over as a global health emergency.
The Director General of the World Health Organization on Friday announced he was ending the emergency he declared for COVID-19 more than 3 years ago, marking a major milestone in the pandemic that has killed more than 6.9 million people, disrupted the global economy, and ravaged communities.
COVID has changed our world.
The move comes a day after the WHO Emergency Committee recommended the UN agency declare an end to the coronavirus crisis. But the WHO chief warned that the end of the emergency did not mean COVID was over as a global health threat.
The worst thing any country could do now is to use this news as a reason to let down its guard. If we all go back to how things were before COVID-19, we will have failed to learn our lessons.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. St. Louis's first black prosecutor says she will resign as Republican leaders call for her immediate ouster, AP correspondent Jennifer King.
St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner says she will step aside on June 1st. The Democrat tweeted the news to city constituents Thursday, citing efforts by the state attorney general and Missouri's legislature to remove her and appoint a special prosecutor. Republicans, including Attorney General Andrew Bailey, say too many cases have gone unpunished. Supporters say Gardner championed police reforms but has been embattled since taking office. She spoke with the AP back in January of 2020.
This is a night ride. This is sending a message. If you are a progressive-minded prosecutor and you want to make the criminal justice fair for everyone, that we are going to make an example out of you.
Judge Michael Noble ripped Gardner in court in April after an overburdened prosecutor twice failed to show up to court in a shooting case.
The circuit attorney's office appears to be a rudderless ship of chaos.
Republican Congresswoman Ann Wagner applauded her resignation, tweeting, St. Louis will be better off without her. I'm Jennifer King.
Serbian police said Friday they'd arrested a suspect in the second mass shooting case in 2 days in Serbia. The man arrested Friday as a suspect in Thursday's shootings that ended with the death of 8 people and the wounding of 14 in a village near Belgrade. Thursday's shooting came a day after a 13-year-old boy opened fire in a school in Belgrade, killing 9 people and wounding 7. The arrest came after hundreds of police officers searched all night for the gunman who shot randomly and 3 separate villages. You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.